First one of them?
No, there's anyone?
Hi, Bob Shaw, Palmer Journal. Are they doing anything to take something away from Rajan in particular?
Not really. For us, it's key for us to rebound and get stops so we can get them out in transition. But other than that, nothing really. Rondo just has to stay aggressive. I thought he kind of got back to that in the second half of game four. I thought he got away from it. He missed a couple layups. I thought he hung his head a little bit. And that happens. I still think we forget how young he is. So he still has some growing to do. And I think he's actually doing it during the playoffs, and it's good.
Anyone else? Second row right here, Ken.
Ken Berger from CBSSports.com. Zach, you have to feel pretty good about your defensive approach to Kobe. In a game like this, how much do you worry about him having one of those games, willing his way to it somehow? And how do you deal with that? How do you plan for it?
You don't worry about it. He's Kobe Bryant. So, we've talked about it before. We're going to have to win a game eventually in this series where he goes off for a big number. But that number, whatever it is, it's still not the final number. Other people still have to score for it. And so as far as we're concerned, we're just going to do our best. What we can do is overreact to it. And I think that's where the great players get you, the LeBrons and the Wades who we've already faced. They have that big game and everybody overreacts, want to change the defense, want to change things. And we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Over in the far right.
Sam Amick from the AOL FanHouse.com. The people in the city seem to really be talking a lot today about how this is your final home game, and they realize that. Your guys thinking that way at all? Home court is one thing, but obviously knowing that this is your last time on the floor this year.
Our guys haven't talked about that a lot. I've heard it a lot. I think fans realize that we don't have game 6 or 7 here, so this is our final home game. Our guys really just focusing on the game tonight, and I like where our focus is in this case over the fans' focus. I don't know if players have a chance to look at big picture or coaches in some ways, and that's probably good.
Henry
Adam from ESPN.com. You almost have to have two game plans, like one for if Andrew Bynum plays a lot of minutes and is effective, and one if he. Last game didn't play very much.
No, we're going to play the same. Andrew's not going to change how we play. Usually the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game, Andrew's not on the floor. It's usually Gasol and Odom for the most part. That's what they've done over all year. They've done it in this series. So, but he is a factor. His size is a factor. His length is a factor. And, offensively, we do change things when he's on the floor. To try to get the size out of the paint, but other than that, there's not two game plans.
I guess two-part question. First, how was the extra day of rest? I guess the last one you guys played well with a little bit of extra rest this year. And beyond that, how do you carry some of the momentum from game 4 into game 5, knowing that momentum hasn't carried very much in this series?
No, it's two good teams, and so far, every time one team wins, it feels like, from a coaching standpoint, that the other team comes in with an edge, a mental edge. They're more focused. That was the first thing I talked about with our team after the game was, at some point someone has to win 2 in a row, and actually we're the only one that has to win 2 in a row. And so I'm hoping that hits home with us, and we have that edge going into the game, the mental edge.
Back right.
Doug, I was talking to John Havlicek the other night, and he was saying he feels like still such a part of this. Can you talk about just the way, having those guys around, what it's like, and just the way you guys have embraced the history of the franchise?
Well, it's the best. I do know that there's no other franchise that can do it. In that way, I guess the Lakers would be the other one. They're great because they're around in a positive way, all of them. When I first took the job, I wrote every single player that played for the Celtics, even if it was for 1 year, and just invited them back. I needed them around. I think I don't think you should ever run from tradition. I think you run towards it and learn it, and I think our guys have done a very good job of that, especially our young guys, you know. And it's just great to hear the stories. You're amazed, you know, it could be 20 years later, and the stories sound the same as now. The language is a little bit different, but the stories do sound the same. It's amazing.
Yeah,